I was originally going to work from home today. We got a meeting and some other stuff I want to get done today because I'm not in tomorrow at all, so... So here I am, driving to San Francisco. Well, driving to the gas station to get something, like, to eat and stuff. And then driving to San Francisco. And if I can get my stuff done at a reasonable hour, I might take off. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. I got... stuff to do all over the place. Stuff to do at home, stuff to do at the office, stuff to do. Might get a thing recorded. I need to see kind of where they're at with the... I think they recorded some stuff. That Kenny Omega thing happened, so... Assuming they're up and running. There's a couple of games we could take a look at. get back in here and just read something about uncovering sexy ladies. Didn't realize it was this hot in the morning. This is fucking terrible.
Thank you. don't take this shit for granted. I do my own propaganda. I feel like you're Santana. They ain't hanging out the fan up. Six cold like Alaska. People's already in classic. Running out here like NASA. Busting ones out of plastic. My grand too popping the fuck of the chain. Too heavy to tuck it. I'm serious. I feed my family with this, so don't play with my money this summer. I'm serious. I don't run out of material. You shouldn't speak on me, period. You try to give them your side of the story. They heard it, but they wasn't hearing it. They feeling the way and won't hide it. Niggas done being silent. Don't get along with me, tried it. What's the point in even trying? I hate a goofy especially. They always dying to mention me. They gotta go, they gotta go, they gotta die out eventually. I cannot give them no empathy. I'ma have these when I'm 70. They cannot fuck with the legacy. I don't know what else is left for me. After this, no one a threat to me. My enemies wanna be friends with my other enemies. I don't let it get to me. Done. Look what I done in my life. I had to count it, then count it again to make sure the money was right. They love to talk. Me, I'm just done in the hype. Me, I'm just done in the hype. Me, I'm just done, 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 done.
Long enough to hear E40's verse. Just, nope.
Watch, ladies and gentlemen.
You don't have to say anything and you don't have to do anything. Oh, maybe just whistle. You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together.
Was like fucking slipped out with zero fanfare quite the way Umbrella Corps was this week. Holy shit, man, that game seems real fucking bad. I'm playing it on the PC, and it's got like an extra layer. I mean, like, that game seems like it would be fucking terrible on any platform. But, PC version's got like an extra few bits of fun. The mouse and keyboard, okay, so for starters, I couldn't get the Xbox One controller working properly with it. A few games programmed in Unity, the way Umbrella Corps is, seem to have issues with the Xbox One D-pad in Windows 10. So, when you go into a menu, like left and right is mapped to up and down, and then the controller is always pushing to the right or something, and so that's fucked up. Whatever, you know, that's a problem. It's the same problem I had with Firewatch. And, you know, it is what it is. That sucks, but that's not the end of the world. So I was like, okay, well, I'll just play with a mouse and keyboard. No. The mouse and keyboard support in Umbrella Corps feels like one of those weird, like, use your mouse on your console adapters, where they're, like, trying to fucking emulate a joystick with a mouse, and it just feels like fucking shit. Like, the turning radius is all fucked up. Like, the flow of it is all messed up. Like, looking up and down is hard. Like, it's just everything about the fucking movement and right stick stuff in that game is real rotten with a mouse and keyboard. And, like, the game itself just seems fucking dumb. Just, the shooting doesn't feel good. The implementation of zombies feels, like, fucking pointless. It's, you know, I know it's, like, a fucking low-key thing that they put out for $30, and it, you know, it is what it is on some level, but holy shit. You look at it, you're like, oh, well, that's why it's $30, because they knew they couldn't get away with anything more, and on top of that, it's still fucking bad. Like, it's real. It's fucking really shitty. The mouse and keyboard stuff, like, makes the game feel like it came out of 2004. Like, that era before there was an established, like, leading gamepad for PC, and just everything that went from console to PC was just to fucking roll the dice. It's like, well, maybe this will be a good port, maybe they spent some time on it, or, oh wait. This console-focused publisher did the minimum amount of work to get it running on the PC, and as such, it's fucking trash. So yeah, I don't know. I mean, I didn't go in expecting much, having, you know, kind of seen the game before and stuff like that, but it's, real rough. Real rough. And I played last night, which was, like, you know, the second night it was out, and could not find a game. So hopefully too many people aren't getting suckered into buying that thing. there are issues with Xbox One controllers on PC. Like, that just seems like it should fucking not be a thing. Especially this long after Windows 10's release. You'd want to think that, like, at an OS level, they would just fucking fix it. But, you know, whatever. I don't fucking know what goes into that stuff. I'm sure it's far more complicated than that. I thought it was kind of cool that they announced that the new Xbox One controllers would have Bluetooth built in for just direct syncing to non-Xbox Ones without the use of that dongle. I don't want to dick around with dongles. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying. Also, I don't know that I really want to use wireless controllers on the PC. It's not. I'm sitting right there. It's not a thing for me personally. So I'm happy to stay wired. Happy to stay wired. Bought a mouse last night that's wireless, and then immediately plugged it in. Like, yeah, you know, I just don't. It's like, I'm right there. The cable's plenty long. So got a new keyboard and ditched my, what is it, K700, I think it is, Logitech wireless solar-powered keyboard. I mostly just wanted a mouse because I had a Cyborg Rat 7, and it was, you know, this big weird mess. And it seemed like a good mouse, but it just wasn't. I cleaned it, and it just wasn't. I don't know. It would get stuck in these situations where it would only move left and right, and not up. Or I'm sorry, it would only move up and down, and left and right was like just locked up. It just wouldn't fucking move. I have to pick up the mouse, or, you know, blow in the sensor, just like something. And it wasn't doing it anymore. And it just, from a fidelity standpoint, I had seen better. So, like, that was the weird thing about, I guess it wasn't E3, it was pre-E3, going and playing a couple of PC games where they had just, like, gone to a peripheral manufacturer and said, hey, we're demoing our game, how would you like to lend us 20, you know, 20 mice, 20 keyboards, 20 gaming chairs, you know, like, they just go out and do these deals, just like, hey, can we get some loaners, and then people will see, and fucking sure enough, I ended up fucking around with one of Razer's mice as a result of that, and when I got back, and got back to my desk, I was like, you know, this just, the tracking is lacking, you know what I'm saying? It just wasn't, the mouse I had at home was just not getting it done. So I just kind of just said, ah, fuck it. I think that the logo is dumb. I think that the way that, like, a lot of their marketing stuff is just kind of fucking badass attitude, you know, like the names of the products are fucking whatever, but I went and bought a Razer Mamba. Mamba? I think that's the one. I think it's the one that doesn't have a zillion fucking buttons on the side. And then I got a Razer keyboard as well. Not that it was a fucking Death Strike, Death Widow. It's a chroma, so all the keys can light up different colors and shit, which is dumb, but it's a cool effect. I don't know. It's real loud, though. I mean, it's a mechanical keyboard, so, you know. So sitting there typing, I'm like, oh, man, this thing is pretty fucking loud. But it feels good. I don't know. It took some getting used to. My fingers were in the right position to use that Logitech, that wireless thing. So I'm, like, setting my fingers down one set of keys over to the left sometimes. Whatever. That's gonna happen. But I don't know. That stuff feels better for video games. I went and fucking played some shooters and stuff, and I was like, okay, yeah, no, I feel like I am fighting the mouse less. So that's cool. Good on him, I guess, for, like, making a pretty good mouse. I don't know. I still think spelling Razer with an E is fucking stupid, but, you know, what are you gonna do? I think this all started back at the Deus Ex thing, Bionic arm that they were showing, that they had a webcam set up that would track depth and kind of move your, you know, detect your fingers and stuff like that. And I was reading up on that. I was like, oh, this is like, it's some unreleased Razer webcam called the Stargazer. It's the Razer Stargazer, which is not a bad name for a webcam, I'll say. And that thing's not out yet, but they were using that for the depth sensing. And also, I was reading up on it. That thing will do, like, dynamic background removal, like, without a green screen. They're apparently trying to use their depth perception or whatever to make it so you don't have to have a green screen, which I think is a really fucking cool idea. You know, I know people streaming and shit like that, they always want to fucking set up a green screen and key themselves, you know, key out the background and get themselves into the shot and all that stuff. And I get it. Green screens are fucking cool. Keying fucking shit out and all that is rad. And if they can reliably do that without you having to set up a screen, that's pretty fucking cool. I would probably get one of those. I would probably check one of those out. If they were, you know, if any developers would ever use a depth sensing camera like that for fingers for VR stuff. I mean, you certainly could. It was working pretty well, and it was doing well with finger tracking when I was controlling that bionic arm. I wonder, like, how far back you can be, like, how, you know, like, how, what the fidelity on that tracking is. Anyway, I don't know, I bought a mouse, and a keyboard. They seem good, they seem better at playing video games. This is all Doom's fault. After playing Doom with a mouse and keyboard, it sent me down this fucking weird hole of, like, yeah, man, fucking PC-ass PC games. Remembering why the mouse was so cool for video games in the first place in some sense, so. I don't know. The only thing I think of that I would be, like, be actively playing that would be, like, modern, I guess it would be Overwatch, but I'm not actually playing much Overwatch. I mean, I guess I've been gone, so. We'll see if I ever get back into Overwatch, but I don't know. I played, like, one or two matches last night. But I haven't been, I have not been fiending for it at all, I guess I should say. I would say. If I'm just like, oh, yeah, right, Overwatch, yeah, okay, fine, I'll play some Overwatch. Like, if I remember to play it, I'll play some, but I'm not super amped for it, I guess I would say. I got keys for Lawbreakers from Cliff when he came by and did the show, and got home and put the key in to discover that it was a weekend beta for last weekend. It's like, oh, well, alright. I guess I've got that on my Steam account now, should there ever be another beta, but...
Klingon, Thomas Jack, and surprise guests every week. It's Always Sunny at our house. Tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern on Sirius XM.
Things that we have these days. It's Jessica on Prime Country today. Carlene Carter.
Goes down, you will find me.
Slinging drinks at a bar down by the beach. And
you can
Jazz. This is that real jazz.
Not worth thinking of, or is it at large?
He is found, this man could be my chance. Why should I save his heart? Why should I right this wrong? When I have come so far and struggled for so long. If I speak, I am condemned. If I stay silent, I am dead. I am the master of hundreds of workers, they all to me. Can I abandon them?
Fuck it up, fuck it up.
If I am not
yeah, yeah.
free. If I speak, I am condemned. If I stay silent.
No, you said that already. We get it.
Who am I? Can I condemn this man to slavery? Pretend I do not see his agony. The sin I'll send to bear to my face, who bears the judgment in my place? Who am I? Can I conceal myself forevermore? And I'm not the man I was before. And must my name until I die be no more than an alibi? Must I lie? How can I ever face my fellow men? How can I ever face myself again? My soul belongs to God, I know. I made a bargain long ago. He gave me hope when hope was gone. He gave me strength to journey on.
It's like a backdoor cover of Snoop Doggy Dogg's Who Am I? What's My Name?
Some job I you've seen is true. This man bears no more guilt than you. Who am I? 2, 4, 6
thrill and excitement of an opening night.
Opening night.
All day, every day.
It's opening night.
On Broadway, Sirius XM.
Please let me say from the start, I don't pretend to be smart. I just suggest what I think best, having your interest at heart. I only want what's the best. And the best thing for you would be me. I've been convinced.
Oh, darn, trapped in the tunnel. Can't enjoy these fucking jams. Steam sale, huh? Yeah, that Steam sale leaked out a while ago, right? Wasn't it some developer? Maybe it's the problem with them allowing anyone to develop games and publish through Steam. Once you get through those seemingly arbitrary processes, you get a bunch of people that can't keep a secret, I guess. PayPal, oh, you know, some PayPal thing, wasn't it? I saw screenshots from someone's, like, developer portal or something like that. It was like, hey, if you want to be considered for the sale, make sure you're doing this, this, and this. Stardew Valley for $12, that's a decent price. Right, that's coming to console, huh? They showed that at E3. On an Xbox One, I think it was. That's cool. I wonder if when they get unified and get all their fucking shit cross-platform and all that other stuff. I wonder how many third-party developers will take advantage of any of that stuff. ID at Xbox games take forever to release. Well, I mean, you know, it's usually these small developers that are doing the work themselves, right? So they have to finish the PC version and then go, oh, wait, a console? I mean, yeah, that'd be great. I don't know how to... Okay, well, I guess... I mean, yes, I mean, Xbox. Okay, all right, we'll figure it out. I don't know. You clicked on Arma franchise and it took you to YouTuber's Life. No, that's accurate. YouTuber's Life is the sequel to Altus Life. You know, ID at Xbox is you know, a small team of people chasing after indie games. Indie games that they have been exposed to either through early meetings, which requires an indie developer to be connected enough to, like, get those meetings, or, you know, it comes out somewhere, and they're like, hey, if you ever, you know, it comes out in early access, or comes out, you know, like, hey, we want to put your game on our platform, so... A lot of that stuff just happens after the fact. You know, unless you're, you know, yeah, I think, you know, unless you're connected enough to get those meetings before your game has been shown publicly and all that sort of stuff. Well, you know, I guess I don't actually know for sure how that works, but when you look at the release schedule and how all that stuff works, that's the impression I certainly get. Starbound for PS4 Vita, right? Right? That'll never fucking happen. How about that? Well, you know, maybe that game will eventually come to PlayStation 4. How about that? But the idea of doing the work now to put that out on Vita doesn't seem like it's worth it. While wandering through the fucking wasteland that is San Francisco. Here we are. Thank you.
Want more jazz music like that? Hear real jazz. Sirius XM's true jazz station with swing and bebop now used as jazz on channel 67. And for the origins of jazz and swing, you've already arrived at the 40s Junction.
Kiss me once, then kiss me twice, then kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they kiss me once again. It's been a long, long kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. Haven't felt like this, my dear, since can't remember when. It's been a long, long time. You'll never know how many dreams I dreamed about you, or just how empty they all seem without you. Kiss me once again. It's been a long, long time. A long, long time.
bought an Apple TV last night. I guess ended up at the Best Buy, and I was, like, looking for this mouse or whatever, and I was kind of wandering around, like, oh, is there any more shit I can fucking dump money into? Like, you know, knowing that I'm probably going to build a PC here pretty soon. And I was looking at the Apple TV, and I was like, you know, I kind of want one of these. I hear the Giant Bomb app that was developed is quite good there. But I've seen most of those videos, so I don't know that I... And it's like, well, you know, I don't have enough HDMI ports on the TV that I'm nearest most often to fit an Apple TV in there. And... kind of wanted to try their Wii Sports clone that Harmonix made. I was kind of interested in seeing that and kind of just seeing how the game stuff is, how it develops there, but I don't know. At some point, I was just like, I have no reason to own this. Like, we've got a Roku that is fine for the fucking
hipsters, check out this scratch
few
mix.
Things that we, you know, use on a TV like that.
Have a banana, Anna. Try the salami, Tommy. You with the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too. Here's cacciatore, Dory. Taste the bologna, Tony.
Taste the bologna, Tony.
Everybody eats when you heard they come me. To my house.
You heard me, Tony. Taste the bologna, Tony.
Hoping this good food fills ya.
I do think, I'm pretty sure the song's about fucking.
You better eat if it kills ya. Pass me a pancake, Mandrake.
No.
Having a derby, Irby. Look in the fender, Mandel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hannah, Dee Dee, Tommy, Dora.
No, we covered.
Mandrake.
Yeah, the pancakes. No, we got it. I'm with you.
Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta Fazula, Tallulah. Oh, do have a bagel, bagel. So
these
nice.
Aren't names anymore, Cab. Your Cab isn't even a name. What the fuck?
When they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Marty.
No.
There, you get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey. Cause everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Don't make me coax you, moax you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? You gotta eat if it chokes you.
Yeah, you gotta eat if it chokes you.
Ask him the lackey, lackey. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Face Buster. Chairs.
Face Buster?
Chops.
Chops?
Everybody eats when they come to my house.
They're lifting up a bunch of crazy shit into the sky with a crane.
and while we still have the chance, let's face the music and dance.
Oh, my jaw is still sore from the dentist yesterday. It's just... A smooth process, but I'm slightly sore. Now this crane is just holding this fucking these metal grates in the air, slowly twist. Oh, there's a guy trying to spin it or something, reaching out over this ledge. Very okay. Now they're going up. Yeah, hit the fucking horn. They get an anesthetic. Yeah, they rubbed some gel on my gums and then shot me full of, I mean, I assume it's Novocaine. So they numbed me up in that quadrant of my mouth. And then my face felt all crazy for the rest of the day. And then eventually everything got a little bit sore. As everything wore off, it was just like, ah, ugh. I'm watching this dude with a forklift picking something else up off this truck. Meanwhile, the other stuff that they lifted on the crane is still just above. Driving the forklift has gotten out of the forklift. The forklift is still directly in my path. Pirates MOBA. Yeah, look at some of the art for the, like, the just the thumbnail images on PSN for the different versions of Pirates, and like the PlayStation Plus edition, like it's some of that artwork is fucking real bad. All right, now this big truck's moving out of the way. Forklift is now taking the place of the big truck, but that stuff is still on the crane. I wonder if they're gonna let me drive under this stuff that they've got up there, or if. Stuff that's on the crane. Back down to the ground. I assume so that I can drive through, but the truck is still up there blocking
Oh, fuck me, I don't know.
Join our 1940s family listening to the entertainment of the moment.
Suspense.
Josephine, see what else is on the radio.
And now this on Sirius XM 40s Junction.
Have some flan, Stan. Eat up some ham, Bram. Past that stuff, and now on to where this truck is. And now I'm blocked again. The truck have started to move. Finally made it. I'll see you later.